Vad säger du?
Vad
har du inte gjort? Nej.
Tesvov of Tammuz, 2nd of July, Rabbi Avraham Hillel Sinason, Shechiyonu in the 3 weeks.
So we have like I said in Shulchan Aruch, that in the 3 weeks it's louder. In the 3 weeks we don't, the meaning is not to say Shechiyonu in the 3 weeks on a cloth or on a fruit. We don't say Shechiyonu in the 3 weeks. And the remark continues that if it would happen that we wouldn't find the fruit after 3 weeks, so we can only make the Shechiyonu during the 3 weeks because we wouldn't find the fruit afterwards. Then we can make the bracha in the 3 weeks because we've got no choice. We can't make the bracha after the 3 weeks, it's too late because we won't have the fruit. So then we can make the bracha in the 3 weeks. Who are dealing? If you've got a pidyon aben, someone has got a pidyon aben. By bris, some meaning is in England. By bris, we don't make Shechiyonu. In Eshtesol, they make Shechiyonu. By pidyon aben, we do make Shechiyonu by pidyon aben. So who are dealing by pidyon aben? If there's a pidyon aben in 3 weeks, we make Shechiyonu. We say why? Because if we won't make Shechiyonu, then there's a lot of pshatim how to learn the pshat in the machava. But the part of pshat is we don't make Shechiyonu, then we'll wait for the pidyon aben until after the 3 weeks. That we shouldn't wait with the mitzvah pidyon aben. So we make Shechiyonu in 3 weeks. So we have two cases where we make Shechiyonu in the 3 weeks. Either a new fruit, which we won't find after the 3 weeks, we make Shechiyonu in the 3 weeks. Or shalom yachmitz ha-mitzvah by pidyon aben. So the question is a very strong question, which all the Gedolim all ask the question. And that is that, this question's years old, but I just found in Dirshu that they Rabbanim from this day all to talk about the Shaila. And that is that if this is true that we don't make Shechiyonu in the 3 weeks, but if we won't find the fruit after the 3 weeks, then we can make Shechiyonu in the 3 weeks because we won't find the fruit afterwards. So a Muberes, a lady which is Muberes, everyone knows, it's Hanukkahs and on Yom Kippur, there's certain cases where a lady, where she's Misava, she needs to have the fruit, she's allowed to eat the fruit. If she's allowed to eat the fruit, even on Yom Kippur, she's allowed to eat the fruit, it depends, sometimes not, you have to whisper into her ear, everyone knows what Hanukkahs. Abel Amais and Bikaran, if you won't be able to control herself, she can eat the fruit, it's dangerous for her not to eat the fruit. So she's eating a new fruit in 3 weeks, because if she doesn't eat the new fruit, then she has to eat the new fruit. And even though it's a new fruit, she doesn't make Shechiyonu. So Mishabura brings from the cranium that she does not make Shechiyonu if she eats the fruit, new fruit. What's the difference between that and somebody who won't find the fruit after the 3 weeks? I always understood, why if you won't find the fruit after 3 weeks you make Shechiyonu? Because you've got no other chance. You can't miss the Shechiyonu. If you can find the fruit after 3 weeks, wait! Make the bracha after 3 weeks. Don't eat the fruit now. Make the bracha after the 3 weeks. But here you've got no choice. Why? Because you won't find the fruit after the 3 weeks. So you have to make the Shechiyonu now because you won't find the fruit later. So you have to make the Shechiyonu now. When did this Muberes, the second time she eats the fruit, we don't make Shechiyonu, only the first time. So she hasn't got any choice. She's got to eat the fruit because it's dangerous for her if she doesn't eat the fruit. So since it's dangerous for her if she doesn't eat the fruit, therefore she should now be allowed to say Shechiyonu like somebody who won't find the fruit after the 3 weeks to make Shechiyonu. So she should also be able to make Shechiyonu. If that would be the case, it would be a problem if I would be understanding right that the pshat is if you can't make Shechiyonu later then you can make it now, then I don't see any difference between a Muberes and
the fruit. She has to eat the fruit.
Yeah, so why can't one? She has to eat the fruit. Why can't you make Shechiyonu?
Because she's not allowed to.
No, but if someone can't find the fruit after 3 weeks, is allowed to make Shechiyonu in the 3 weeks. Why? So I still, wait a minute, maybe you're a big lambda, I don't know you. I'm saying that my question is, because I understood, I'm only a portion, not like you, and I understood that the reason why you make Shekhayonu, if you won't find the fruit after 3 weeks, is because you're losing the Shekhayonu. If you can find the fruit after the 3 weeks, you've got a choice, you know what to do, I'll make after.
You're losing something you should be doing.
So you?
You're losing something you should be doing.
That's right.
Should be doing it. So,
but here, but if you won't find the fruit after 3 weeks, then you can't do it. So here also this more bearer, is doing the right thing. What's the longest? I don't understand the question properly. What's the kid who didn't know Beres who won't find it after the Beres who's got to eat the fruit?
Yes, it's
the
Can the Muberes find the fruit after the 3 weeks?
The Muberes will find the fruit after 3 weeks, but she can't make Shekhayonu because she's already eaten the fruit.
Okay.
So she's also in a problem, she can't make Shekhayonu.
She certainly can't make it second time round.
The second time round, the minute is not to make it, only the first time, because she's already enjoyed the fruit, she's already had the pleasure of the fruit. So we have the problem. Right, that is a question. If we understand the normal way, afterwards we'll talk because you're deeper than me. That is the first question. We have another question, which is an even stronger question. If we understand rightly that the reason if you can eat the fruit after the 3 weeks, then you don't make Shekhayonu. Why? Because you mustn't. Don't eat the fruit now. Wait! Don't eat the fruit now. Wait! No one asked you to eat the fruit now. Wait after 3 weeks. You'll find the new fruit after 3 weeks, and then you can make Shekhayonu after 3 weeks. Wait! If that's the case, then I've got another problem. The Gaon, the Vilna Gaon in Be'er Agra, he attacks the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. And in a very strong way, he says, Chumra Yisairu, not to make Shekhayonu in 3 weeks, is a Chumra Yisairu. It's a Chumra which he can't understand. He says, why? Because, I don't understand. It's foolish in Gemara. The Gemara says, a Chas V'Shoim, which should never happen to anybody. The second half should happen to everybody, the getting the Yerusha. But nobody should be Nifta V'Ezes Hashem. No one should be Nifta V'Ezes Hashem. But if someone's nifta, you make two brachas. One, a person makes two brachas. One, dina emes, because a person nifta. And another one, you make a toivah meitim, because you get Yerusha. You suddenly become a millionaire, you get Yerusha. So you make also a toivah meitim. That's only for the whole family. Now, lock is in Shulchan Aruch, in Gemara, if it's one person in the family, the only child, then what do? You don't make a toivah meitim, the only child. You make Shekhayonu. So the person dying, standing there, his lower lady, the person's father was Nifta, he makes two brachas, dying or MS, and he also, if he's got, he's the only son, he makes Shekhayonu, Kimonu, Migyon, Lazman Hazeh. The Gaon asks, on the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see in a minute, I can't understand, somebody whose father is Nifta, is allowed to make Shekhayonu. It's terrible matzah. Masha Ein Kein, the terrible man, his father just been Nifta. And the person who's in the 3 weeks says, Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, don't make Shekhayonu, wait till after the 3 weeks. What on earth is going on over here? Thus break the Gaon on the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't understand the Shulchan Aruch. So like you all are going to say here, Baruch Hashem, the Lamdonim, they're all going to say that we don't understand the question. Because, and that's already the Noisa Kenim and Shulchan Aruch already say it. But the Gaon didn't learn like that. The Gaon was the Gaon, and he didn't learn like that. The Gaon learned, the other Noisa Kalim learned that the Pshat is that Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks, is as man for everybody. It's a sad man. A person being Nipta is a sad man's man for the person himself. Oh, it's not as man in the world of sadness. When is this man in the world of sadness? Then we don't make Shekhayonu. That's the 3 weeks, because it's man in the world of sadness. So we don't make Shekhayonu. Masha Aiken, a personal tragedy, then you can make Shekhayonu. That's what the Noisa Kalim answer on the Shulchan Aruch. There's a killer between us, man pronius for everybody and a personal. But the Gaon didn't learn like that. The Gaon learned that for the person who was Nifta, for the person whose father was Niftes is mad prodigious for him. It says, unfortunately, Chuk and Arik, 3 days you have to die for like with sugar, 7 days die a bit less, the whole month you die, what's it called, until the end of the year. I remember 5 years ago when my father was Niftes, I'm a nervous guy, so I was diegering away for the whole year. There's a lot of it's a zman, it's not a good zman, that year is not a good zman. That's not state of Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Aveiros. So the God learned that a personal zman is also called a zman. And therefore the God asked the Kasha, if you see you can make Shekhayanu when the father's nifted, the person can make Shekhayanu on the Yerusha, so why on earth can't you make Shekhayanu in the 3 weeks?
It's his.
Your mom is a lambda, Tisa Bais and everything. Yeah, we can't go into that now. But the Mais, he's getting the Yerusha. Even if it's Tisa Bais, it belongs, it's a communal lover. If he's the only son, then it belongs to him, Mamish. And even if he's not the only son, he can make a Tema made a communal, Mamish.
Can a noble sitting Shiva make a Shekhayanu on a period?
Oh, that's what the God says, that you can't make a bracha on the peiri. And he's asking very good, what would be the din according to Shulchan Aruch? Somebody sitting shiva, make a shekhayanu on the peiri, very good. Oh, but the Maaseh Shulchan Aruch would say, you can't, so, but the Maaseh, you're asking very, very good, you're saying very good, you say even better. Oh, but the God asks from the Gemara, because the Gemara is, in your case, not a Gemara. There's no Shulchan Aruch on your case, we don't know. Oh, but the God asks, always, whatever the God asks, he always finds someone Mepurish. That's the God, everywhere. Always find someone Mepurish. He'll never ask from a Dre, the God. Always from someone. You ask from a case, which is the Staber that you write. Oh, but the God asks from a bank. So the answer which everybody, the Pella on the God. The God is a Pella, Shein Kamayu. If you help me, I want to understand the God. If it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you can't find the fruit after the 3 weeks, you can make Shekhayanu, is it any better case that you can't do it afterwards? In this case over here, when someone's nifta, you can't make Shekhayanu afterwards. You can only make it now. The Yerusha come bong down now. What do you want to do? Wait? Wait 3 weeks? It's too late. You won't have the simcha. I don't know if any of you are businessmen. But if any of you are businessmen, I know when I get a lot of money, my simcha is straight away unbelievable. After 3 weeks, it's already died down. You can only make shekhayanu when you've got the spit simcha. So if everybody gets Yerusha together, you can make a favor rating. If one person gets Yerusha, you make shekhayanu. But when do you make shekhayanu? That second when you get the spit simcha, you make shekhayanu. So what's the God asking the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch will say, Pashut, I can't make the Shekhayanu afterwards, and then I'm allowed to make it now. What's the difference with the 3 weeks? If I can't buy the fruit afterwards, I can make it now. So we're asking two questions. What's the difference with Mubaras? Mubaras, she has to eat the fruit, so let's make Shekhayanu, because she has to eat the fruit, she's got no choice. So she won't be able to make Shekhayanu later on, because she has to eat the fruit now. And the second time, you can't make Shekhayanu. And also, we're asking from the God, shows us that we misunderstood the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. We misunderstood it because the God wouldn't ask us that question, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. What's he asking from someone who's Nifta? Someone who's Nifta, that this is the time of Shekhayanu, there's no other time. The Shulchan Aruch never said if there's no other time to make Shekhayanu, you can't make Shekhayanu. If there's no other time, you can make Shekhayanu. You only know you can't make Shekhayanu if you can make it later on. Here you can make it straight away, and you can't make it later on. So what's the God asking on the Shulchan Aruch? Because Mamish Pele, I asked it to somebody Chashuv. I mean, all of you are Chashuv here, but I asked it to somebody very Chashuv as well. He said it's a God which is impossible to understand what he's getting at. About the Kasha, you can say answers on the God. There's different kind of Zman. There's a man for everybody, which is Sal Zman Tishamav. There's a man for only you. But these are all Zaitika questions. I mean, the God himself, what's he asking on the Ramal? What's he asking? That here is the only chance to make Shekhayanu now. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah agree if you can't make it later, you can make it. So we see from there that we've got the wrong pshat in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. What Sinison understood, that's me, Sinison. Yeah, what I understood, that you can make Shekhayanu, that if you've got no chance to make Shekhayanu later on, you can make it now. That is a wrong pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch didn't mean that at all. He didn't mean that if you can't make it, it's toilo. If you can make it now, you can make it later, make it later. If you can't make it later, make it now. If you won't find the fruit after 3 weeks, then make it now. If you will find the fruit after the 3 weeks, then wait to make it later. Pidin Aben, you can't wait, so make it now. If you wouldn't be able to wait my Pidin Aben till later, so make it later. That's how I understood. I think it's more complicated than that. If the owner will give me a second, so I should be able to say it clearly. What I mean, and that is that I think that we have to look at it a completely different way. When Chazal made takanas, when they made takanas, they made gvisa gedorim. Gedorim, they made a gather, they made a rule. Is that the right word? Thanks so much. A rule. I come from Eretz Yisrael. I learned in Jewish grammar school, but I've forgotten everything. The kids of Nimrod, they made a rule, and since they made the rule, everything has to go into Klolik. So what they did is they made the rule like this. In the 3 weeks, don't eat new fruit in the 3 weeks. Don't buy new clothes in the 3 weeks. New clothes which you have to make in the 9 days, you're not allowed to buy new clothes at all. In the 3 weeks, don't buy new clothes. That's halacha, everyone should know it. Don't buy new clothes which you have to make shechiyonah. Don't buy new clothes which you have to make shechiyonah on in the 3 weeks. And in the 9 days, don't buy at all. And fruit, don't eat fruit in the 3 weeks which you have to make shechiyonah. They never made any rules about fruit which you won't find afterwards. Fruit which you won't find afterwards, they didn't make any rules about that. Because they knew that the Shekhiyam is a very important bracha. So they didn't make rules about a fruit which you're not going to find afterwards. Their rule was, a fruit which you're going to find after the 3 weeks, don't buy it now, don't eat it now, during the 3 weeks, wait till after the 3 weeks. Their rule wasn't going on Shekhiyonu. Their reason was Shekhiyonu. That's why they did it. I mean, what was the rule? They make rules. The Chazal make rules. What was their rule? Their rule was don't go and buy it and eat it. Don't go and buy it and eat it. And they never made a rule about something which is going, you're going to find after 3 weeks. They didn't make a rule which you're not going to find after 3 weeks. They didn't make a rule about that. Because they didn't want to cause problems of people missing Shekhiyonu. So they never made a rule. But once they made the rule, they made the rule. Their rule was a fruit which you're going to find after the 3 weeks. Don't buy it during the 3 weeks. Their reason, not that was their facts, what they said, the reason was because we don't like you make a shechiyonah in the 3 weeks. When they came to a fruit which you won't find after 3 weeks, they never made any rules about that. They ignored that. In their rule, they ignored that. Reason why they ignore that? Shekhiyon is a special bracha. We're not touching that. The Chachamim said, we're not touching a case where you won't find the Shekhiyon after the 3 weeks. We're not touching that. But once they made a rule, they've got a rule. Now, let's go slowly. If we're learning it like that, we've changed now everything. We haven't learned like I learned till now. If you can't make Shekhiyon afterwards, make it now. If you can't make it afterwards, don't make it now. That's what I learned till now. It's wrong. I've got it wrong. The pshat is like this. They told us don't buy fruit, don't buy new clothes in the 3 weeks. What was the rule? Their rule in the rule they contained any fruit which you will find after the 3 weeks, and therefore you can make check it out later. Don't buy it in the 3 weeks. Now they made the cloud. Don't buy this fruit in the 3 weeks, because you'll find it after the three weeks. Though, when they came to fruit which you will find after the 3 weeks, then they made the rule. When you came to fruit which you won't find after 3 weeks, they didn't talk about it. Why they didn't talk about it? The reason they didn't talk about it, because they're frightened of Shekhiyonu. Very kosher bracha, the Gaon says, that someone who's got a chance to make Shekhiyonu doesn't make Shekhiyonu, as the Gaon says, a furish offer not. In this Hilchos Tishbav, the Gaon says, and brings the Gemara or Medrash or whatever it is, that somebody who's Osim, I forgot the Lashon, I don't want to say the Lashon because I can't remember B'diyuk, but he says it's not a good thing, somebody who's got a chance to make Shekhiyonu, missing is not a good thing. So the Chazal didn't want to touch that, somebody's going to miss Shekhiyonu. But when they don't start making things that if you can't make Shekhiyonu, then you can then later on they make it now. If you can, then don't make it now. They don't make rules like that. Their rule was don't buy a fruit in the 3 weeks which you're going to have to make Shekhiyonu when you've got a chance to do it later. Don't buy this fruit. Now the rule in Shulchan Aruch is don't buy a fruit in the 3 weeks which you're going to find afterwards. That's the rule. Now what happens if we find somebody who has got to buy the fruit in the 3 weeks for a completely different reason? He's got to buy the fruit in the 3 weeks. Not me. In other words, he is a new story came along. A story came along of a Mubaris. A story came along. There's another case in the Mishnah Berurah. It's another case. I forgot to say it. A Chayla. There's some people, I don't know, you know better than me. There are people that are need to whet their appetite. There are some people that unfortunately can't eat. And as known if they're hospitals or at home, they can't eat. What you do is you give them something very special to eat, and then afterwards that whets the appetite so they can eat afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah says in Azar case, he can eat Shekhayanu in the 3 weeks. Again, he doesn't make Shekhayanu. Also in that case, like a Beres. You know why? Because the answer is Poshut. That they made the rule not to make Shekhayanu in the 3 weeks when you find the fruit afterwards. They made the rule. If you have a funny story or a different story that a mikra happens, how do you say mikra in English?
An occurrence
happens that you suddenly find the case of a lady who needs to have the fruit. Then it's also in the rules. These are the rules of Emes. She shouldn't buy the fruit in the 3 weeks, like you said. She shouldn't buy the fruit in the 3 weeks. But she's allowed to have the fruit in the 3 weeks because she's Mubaris and she needs to have the fruit. So if I would say that cloud before, it wouldn't make sense. Let her make Shekhayanu. But now we're saying we made a blank thing. Don't buy fruit in the 3 weeks, which you're going to be able to get afterwards. Don't buy in the 3 weeks. If suddenly a story happens, which a lady who has to have a fruit, suddenly have her thing, so she's got to have the fruit. Now, look, it is, like the rabbi said over here, she has to say Shekhayanu. She has to have the fruit. But now it's a new shayla. Does she say Shekhayanu the fruit? We never talked about that at all. Our rule is now a new rule. If you can buy the fruit afterwards, don't buy the fruit in 3 weeks. Their reason was Shekhayanu. That's not what they said. They said don't buy the 3 weeks. Now came a funny story. We found the Mubaris that has to eat the fruit. What should we do? So the halakha is, of course, you have to eat the fruit. So come to the pasuk, you have to eat the fruit. That is a thing. Don't buy the fruit. So we're asking a kasha now that she has to eat the fruit. So it's like she won't find out for 3 weeks, let's make Shekhayanu. But they never said that at all. They said they made the cloud, don't buy the fruit, and you're going to find the fruit afterwards, don't buy the fruit. Now is a new Shaila. Should she make Shekhayanu or should she not make Shekhayanu? That was never talked about. Says the Mishnah Berurah, since the whole Sibba, the whole reason, not the halacha, the reason why we told us not to buy the fruit in the 3 weeks is because we don't like Yisekin Shekhayanu in the 3 weeks, and therefore that's why we made the rule. And we didn't make the rule with the fruit you won't find afterwards, because that is in the klalim of the rule. There's two kinds of fruits. There's fruits which you find afterwards, there's fruits which you won't find afterwards. The klalim are only the fruits which you won't find afterwards. That, we said, the fruits which you won't find afterwards, that we let you make Shekhayanu. This is not in this klal. This is a story that happened. A funny story that happened to Mubaris. So now she's in the klal of the people who shouldn't buy the fruit in 3 weeks, but she's allowed to buy the fruit in 3 weeks, like he said, because she's a Mubaris. Or because she's whatever we're going to say in a minute. Because she's a Mubaris. So now she can buy the fruit. Of course she can buy the fruit, because she has to eat it now, because she's everything. But now the new thing, should she make Shekhayanu or not make Shekhayanu? And that is a halakha that, since Chazal didn't encourage, we see that Chazal didn't encourage Shekhayanu in the 3 weeks, because that's why they made the rule. That's not the rule, but that's why they made the rule. That's why they divided between fruits of the 3 weeks and fruits after the 3 weeks, which you find, you won't find. So therefore now they said, don't make Shekhayanu. Eat the fruit, but don't make Shekhayanu, because we don't like Shekhayanu in the 3 weeks. So if it's somebody who won't find the fruit after 3 weeks, then there was no rule made about that. But when there was a rule that in the 3 weeks, if you won't find it afterwards, you have to make Shekhayanu. If you won't find it afterwards, you're not allowed to buy the fruit. So now a story happens and you have to buy the fruit. So now we have to go to our local rabbi and ask, what do we do about Shekhayanu? Because we are in that rule. We are in the rule of fruit which you'll find after the 3 weeks. So we're in that rule. But the story, I've just been mad with you, there's a story happened over here, a mikra, a story happened over here of a Mubaris. What should she do? She has to eat the fruit. What should she do? So then the Rav says to her, since we see that the rule was made because of Shekhayanu, that's why the rule was made, so eat the fruit. And we say, don't make Shekhayanu of the fruit. Because the Shekhayanu is not what Chazal want in the 3 weeks. The Chazal don't want Shekhayanu. They let you make Shekhayanu because that's not in the rule if you won't buy the fruit after 3 weeks.
And if you win the lottery...
Rabbi, it's gewaltig, that's what I just want to say. Mele, I'm a Zoi, Rabbi, it's gewaltig. I'm a Zoi, everything changes now. This is what I'm getting to. This is the main part. everything. I've got 5 minutes to say the main part. I hope Hashem should help me. If that I'm right, then everything changes now. If Chazal said, like, till now, that you can't make Shekhar Yanu, don't make Shekhar Yanu when you can make it afterwards. But if you can't make it afterwards, make Shekhar Yanu. Here he can't make it afterwards. But now we're saying a completely different word. We're saying Chazal made Klolim. Don't buy the fruit. Don't buy fruit which you make Shekhar Yanu on. Now, if you find the fruit after the 3 weeks, then you're allowed to buy the. Then you don't buy the fruit. If you won't buy the fruit after 3 weeks, Kalal, they didn't make any takana on that. Says the Gaon, if you see that they made klolim, that when you won't buy the fruit after 3 weeks, you're allowed to. When you will buy the fruit after 3 weeks, we tell you not to buy the fruit. After, because you'll find the fruit after 3 weeks, we're telling you not to buy the fruit. We're not talking about Shekhar Yanu. The reason is Shekhar Yanu. But we're telling you not to buy the fruit. Says the Gaon, says the Gaon, that I'm telling you, if somebody finds a case where every single time, don't forget, the Gaon is the one who learns that it is a Zman Pronius. It's a worse Zman Pronius now when a person lifts her. So if it's not a klal, can you make Shekhar Yanu later on? You can't. It's a cloud. Did Chazal make a takana here not to buy the fruit, or yes, to buy the fruit? So now the Gaon looks a new thing. When somebody's nifta, someone's nifta, should he make Shekhar Yanu on the Yerusha, not make Shekhar Yanu Yerusha? Says the thing, the Svara tells me, I'll be pshuta, that if Chazal made a takana not to make Shekhar Yanu in 3 weeks, no, they didn't. They weren't kolel in their takana. They didn't include in their takana fruit, which you won't find after 3 weeks. But you see, Chazal were misnaged to buy fruit in the 3 weeks because they don't want you to make Shekhar Yanu. So if you find a much more serious case, never. The person nifta, you find a much more serious case. So it doesn't matter at all anymore whether you'll be able to make Shekhar Yanu late or not. Because they didn't, the klal wasn't, can you make Shekhar Yanu? You can't make Shekhar Yanu. That wasn't the klal. Did Chazal make a takana over here? Once they made the takana, we said even a muberes won't make Shekhar Yanu. Because they made a takana. If a story happens in this takana and she can't make Shekhar Yanu later on, she also won't make Shekhar Yanu. Because she's included in the takana, or she has to eat the fruit. Says the Gaon, Karchikain, that they shouldn't make it every single time someone nifta, every single time there's two brokers. It's partial, they should say that when someone nifta, you don't make two brokers. You make one broker. Because here you've got the worst case. The Gaon is learning that Tisha B'Av, that mace is much worse. Somebody nifta is much worse than the 3 weeks. Much worse than 3 weeks someone mace. Don't forget, the Gaon is the one who holds that tizzes man pronius. So if it tizzes man pronius, it's a much worse man pronius. So the Gaon says it's partial that I'll say, that Chazal will say, Shekhar Yanu, you don't make when someone is nifta, and he's saying dynamis. It's partial that he won't make Shekhar Yanu together with his dynamis. If the klal would be that whenever I can't make Shekhar Yanu later, I make it now, then it wouldn't make sense. But we're saying that's not the klal at all. The klal is don't buy the fruit in the 3 weeks. They made rules. Don't buy the fruit in 3 weeks. If you won't find it afterwards, then you can. If you won't find it afterwards, you can't. Why? Because that was the rule they made. The rule they made was not to buy fruit in the 3 weeks. If you will, find it afterwards. And even a muberes, who won't be able to make Shekhar Yanu afterwards, she also doesn't make it in the 3 weeks, because she's also in the klal. No, she's a story that she had to make it. So now that we say that the klal, the Chazal made rules, so what rule did they make by somebody's nifta? Says the Gaon is partial, they should make a rule that you can't make Shekhar Yanu. Because it's if even in the 3 weeks you can't make Shekhar Yanu on a fruit that you will find afterwards, you can't make Shekhar Yanu. Even in the 3 weeks, and consequently when you get to real, real serious matzav, and then the Chas V'Shalom, somebody's nifta, and the father's nifta, and now he's saying that because the father's nifta, consequently they should make a rule that you can't make Shekhar Yanu. Because we're in a matzav now. We were not looking at, will you be able to make Shekhar Yanu later on? Did Chazal make a rule over here? So says the Gaon, a portion to us that the Chazal will make a rule over here, that you won't be able to make Shekhar Yanu when somebody's nifta. Because every single time somebody's nifta, there's two brokers. It's not mistabe at all to make a rule like that. that when somebody's nifter, there's two brokas, you make it a dain emes and shechayonu. Dain emes and a teva metiv, dain emes and shechayonu. Shechayonu, we keep on having yonu, as well as that doesn't fit. That only works if I'm right and I'm saying it's not standard. Whenever you can't make shechayonu later on, make it now. Because then I've got a rye against me from that I'm wrong from Muberes. So I see from Muberes that's not the rule. The rule is a Muberes, even though she can't make Shekion later on, she will not make Shekion in 3 weeks because she's in that rule. So now we see it's a rule. What's a rule? Kazal said, don't make Shekion in the 3 weeks. They didn't include the fruit which you won't find afterwards. But they said, don't make Shekion in the 3 weeks. When that was in, they included the rule. So Kacha came, they would make a rule that somebody whose father is Nifta, the Kacha came, they'd make a rule. Don't make Shekionim and father Nifta, because it's even a graver issue. So it says, the God is Pashat, that if Shekionim is a steerer, if it's not called as bad now, that to make a brocha Shekionim, that because Kacha came, Kazan would make a Zatakana, don't make Shekionim now when a person is Nifta. Because now we're saying, it's don't look at when you can, whether you will be able to make it later. We won't be able to make it later. It's not a way of looking at it for you all I'm done him here. That's not the way of looking at it. The way of looking at it, did Kazal make a takana? If Kazal made a takana that in the 3 weeks don't make Shekionu, and they included in the takana even a Muberes, and even a Koila, that will have to eat the fruit. They included a takana. Don't make Shekionu because it's a takana now. So they included in the takana even somebody who can't make Shekionu later on. So Kacha came, they'll make a rule by somebody who's Nifta, don't make Shekionu, because now in this serious matzav, they'll say, if you think, if you can't make Shekionu, if somebody's Nifta, so don't make Shekionu. The Mele the Gor brings a raya from there, that you see that Shekionu is not a steerer to the 3 weeks. The fact that you make Shekionu, Kibbara, Yon, Lazbar, Azeh, is not a steerer to the 3 weeks.
Good.